It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already December 7th and 8th. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. For my running friends, thank you for the great turnout at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium on Thursday, November 28th. Great turnout for the Delta Dental Points Chase. There's a few more races left in that series. Running will be relevant for this show. I also want to give a big shout out to my friends at Strawberry Bank, who appeared last week's show. And if you haven't had an opportunity, please go down to the Seacoast, Portsmouth, and visit Strawberry Bank and all of the activities that are taking place in the Portsmouth area. And I was just there myself last weekend because there was a Jingle Bell Run for Arthritis in Portsmouth at the Little Harbor School. And so on my way there, I went by the Strawberry Bank. On the way back, I stopped and checked everything out. So that's a big shout out for Strawberry Bank. So I've kind of teased my introduction here. With me this weekend is Ron Snow, who is the executive director of the Arthritis Foundation of Northern New England. Thank you, Ron, for joining me this weekend. I know you're really busy.
Thank you, Tom. It's great to be here.
Thank you. And of course, I mentioned last week we had the Portsmouth Jingle Bell Run. That was very well done. And again, big shout out to all the runners who went to that race. And it's very professionally done. The great news is we made our budget for the R&D related to arthritis, research and education. We use Millennium Running for timing and announcers on the run for announcing. So we have plenty of water. So the races are really great. So for my running friends, this is kind of your little tease that if you can make it, if you're listening to this on Saturday, December 7th, the second Jingle Bell Run is in Freeport at 9:30 in Freeport near L.L. Bean. It's on December 8th. But more locally, the third of the trifecta is Sunday, December 15th, and that will be at Runlet. And we're all prepared for the snow. So if we go on whether there's snow or not, there's been a few years where there's snow, and we actually have two courses, one that can go through that dirt road that people like, but another one, because that's not plowed generally when it's snowed, and there's another out and back. So we'll get into the running scene in more detail a little bit later. And of course, Ron, in case you don't know, in addition to being the executive director of the Arthritis Foundation of Northern New England, in his way back career, he was a great intercollegiate runner at Dartmouth, right?
Thank you, Tom.
Hope to see you on the trails. Come on, you can't be any slower than I am. I still do all these races, and I cannot any longer break 30 minutes on a 5K, which is incredibly slow, or at least compared to where I was even like 5 or 6 years ago. But I have so much fun. But let's take a step back. So tell us. I mean, neither one of us are doctors, but we've been hanging around the Arthritis Foundation people, both national and regional and locally, and we've talked to rheumatologists. And so it's a pretty serious, debilitating illness that affects about one out of four people in the United States, and that includes New Hampshire. I know it's stunning for people, to hear that that as many as 300,000 people in New Hampshire are affected by doctor-diagnosed arthritis, and then of course, close to 2,000 children affected by juvenile arthritis, which. And this is where it really grabbed me, Ron, is that number is actually higher than children that are affected by juvenile diabetes. But let's take a step back. And what do we mean really by arthritis?
Well, arthritis is very common, but not well, not well understood. It's really not a single disease. There's over 100 different types of arthritis. Growing up, I found that I always thought arthritis was something just that your grandmother had. In their hands and knees and ankles.
Now us,
true. But people of all ages can have arthritis. I mean, things from gout. I mean, the main types of arthritis you hear about is osteoarthritis and rheumatoid and psoriatic. But there's things like gout and Lyme disease, which are in the arthritis designation.
And it does affect babies and children, correct?
Absolutely. As you mentioned, there's over 3,000 people here in New Hampshire that have arthritis. A fun story, earlier this year, we had our Walk to Cure Arthritis, and our youth honoree a year ago was in a wheelchair. His joints were swollen 500% and literally could not get out of bed by himself. He was pretty much in a wheelchair. The doctors finally got him on the right.
And now he's playing baseball.
And he's going to be running in the JBR.
Exactly. So that's really cool, and it's great to see that, which, again, gets to the point that while certainly, you know, there's a certain aspect of camaraderie and the running scene, but all of these funds go to arthritis research and education, and it can make a huge difference. Now, you'd mentioned that both adults and children get arthritis, doctor-diagnosed arthritis. In terms of male, female, what's the breakout there?
Women tend to have more arthritis in osteo, but especially for rheumatoid, women seem to have much more arthritis than men. I think the breakdown for osteo, I believe it's 26% women have, and then 18% men have doctor diagnosed, or it's more common to be doctor diagnosed.
Wow. And there must also obviously be an economic cost of arthritis. I know that when I talk about dental health and mental health, the lost work days associated with that, and also what I call the new term is being, you know, underemployed, that, you know, you're there, but you're worried about, you know, someone at home or your own mental health issues, or you miss a lost day because of a, you know, toothache. What's the situation? What's the economic cost of arthritis?
Yeah, it's a staggering number. 170, this statistic came from in 2014, but it was 172 million workdays are lost due to arthritis. And most of that is with back conditions and flare-ups. And then in 2013, the medical costs and lost earnings due to arthritis was $304 billion with a B.
Wow, that's probably 1% of the gross domestic product. And the other thing I've learned, Ron, over the years, that why it's important that you know, we promote arthritis awareness is that both older adults and teenagers who are afflicted by this debilitating disease oftentimes are afraid, or they don't like to talk about it, because I know when I talk to older adults, well, it's what you said. It's just, well, that's my grandmother got it, I got it. I don't really want to talk about it because then my boss will think that I can't do my job anymore. And then teenagers, young adults, children, are, you know, they want to be out there playing, and they don't really want to talk about it because they don't want to be, you know, ostracized. So one of my visions is to, when you mentioned the Manchester, New Hampshire walk that we do every spring, which is starts and ends, you know, near Northeast Delta Dental Stadium, is to have this kind of sea of green, which is the arthritis color, because when we do the Making Strides walk in Concord, New Hampshire, every year, it's one of the larger breast cancer walks in the United States. And you walk up, you know, Fruit Street or whatever, and you see literally a sea of pink. And obviously, everybody's talking about their how they recovered from it. And it's a very moving, one of the most moving days. And I think we need to have that same, you know, sort of awareness when it comes to arthritis. What do you think it will take to get to that point? I mean, I think just educate.
I think you're absolutely right, Tom. I mean, there's definitely a stigma. People don't want to talk about arthritis. It doesn't come up in conversation that often. Yesterday, while we were at the Jingle Bell Run in Portsmouth, met a gentleman who was having a hard time walking. And I'm like, do you have something going on? And he goes, yeah, I think I have gout. And it's like, well, you should get it checked. But he could barely walk. But he didn't really want to talk about it, and that's, you know, it's kind of where we're at right now with the disease.
Yeah, it's interesting because I actually ran into the same young gentleman and found, I had the same experience, which I was really trying to be sympathetic and empathetic and, you know, just caring for him, but he basically was not. It was sort of closed-lipped about, you know, talking about it. So the next two races, we'll get into that, and then we'll circle back to more data. So in Freeport on Sunday, December 8th. Just go on jbr.org/Freeport and for more information. And then the one in Concord, December 15th, Sunday, December 15th, right out of Runlet. Just go on jbr.org/Concord. That one you can still register online. And for my running friends out there that are on my runners database, you'll get this information more and more. And I think what I find about these races, Ron, it has definitely, you have people from AbbVie and a number of other vendors. It's really allowed us an opportunity, you know, to educate the public on this. And then there's these inspirational stories. We have, you know, youth and adult honorees and a lot of families afflicted by arthritis, you know, are walking, and you can see that they're a little bit struggling, but they're still doing. And of course, the finish line, we wait for everybody, and we, you know, give out the awards just like, a normal race, but knowing that, the funds are going to arthritis.
It's very exciting. There's so many inspirational stories of people who are over, you know, are fighting. We like to consider it called live yes to the things that you want to do, not saying no, that I can't do this anymore. And it's nice to know that our research is making a difference and our tools, are available to help people live a better life with arthritis.
Ron makes a good point there in terms of the tools. I've heard this a lot from a number of families. You know, you have a son or daughter afflicted, you get the diagnosis, and like you're stunned because you have the paradigm that arthritis is for older people, and now you have a son or daughter with it, and then where to turn. And I've heard this story, you know, a lot, which is that, you know, they turn to the arthritis, you know, jbr.org is where they originally found out about arthritis, but they go to your website and they get all this information, and then there are family networking sessions, and it's sometimes just, you know, being aligned with another family that's gone through this has been so important. And the other thing is, in terms of public policy, the National Arthritis Organization has done a lot with in D.C. To make sure that legislation and politicians, you know, are aware to make sure that we get the proper funding. So shout out to you and your regional and national team. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio on this December 7th and 8th. And with me this weekend is Ron Snow, who's the Executive Director of the Arthritis Foundation of Northern New England. And in the spirit of transparency, I'm the Chair of the Leadership Council. We have a great number of great members of the community who are on the board, including triathlete Amber Ferreira. We also have one of my colleagues, Kathleen Walker. We have Mary Nagel, Paul Maggiato, a local attorney, Scott Rothenbaum, Steve Provost, and Warren Widener. So we have a relatively small group, but a very engaged, you know, board members who, you know, make this all happen. So, Ron, let's get right to the Concord Road Race, which is in 2 weeks, excuse me, 1 week, on December 15th in Concord. It's at Runlet. Again, you can register now, jbr.org. So we have our adult and youth honoree, Georgia Dunlap and Kim Field. So tell us, how does one become an honoree? And tell us more about the Concord Race.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. We pick an honoree, someone who has really overcome, you know, overwhelming odds going against them. And Georgia, just a sweet young lady, has really been afflicted hard with the disease as a younger child. And basically her mom is a huge advocate and wouldn't take no, and they kept seeing doctors until, you know, they finally got her on the right treatment course. It's not perfect yet, because her JIA is very tough to manage, but they're doing a much better job, and she's living a much happier and healthier life. She loves to play soccer and climb trees with her sister and is basically just being a little kid again.
And how about our adult honoree?
And Kim, she had knees that, I'm not sure Kim's exact age, but basically, her doctor said your knees are that of somebody who was 65 years old, had to have them replaced. She just has been in pain for so long that she has learned little tips and tricks on how to keep going with her arthritis despite the pain. She is a real charger, helps a lot of other people just with her little ideas. She has this little phrase of just keep swimming, kind of like Dory. Just keep moving forward and trying to make each day a little bit better.
That's such a great depiction of both those courageous honorees. So Georgia and her mother, Sabrina, and Kim were at local board meetings, so we've had an opportunity to meet them. So if you want to meet them and get inspired at the way we have, please come to the Concord Jingle Bell Run on Sunday, December 15th at Runlet. And again, while I certainly gave you the national statistics, you know, one out of four Americans, keep in mind that that means in New Hampshire, close to 300,000 adults have doctor-diagnosed arthritis, and close to 2,000 young people under the age of 18 also have this debilitating illness. So neither you or I are doctors, but let's talk a little, some helpful hints here. Let's talk about little different things that you can do to prevent arthritis, such as, you know, maintaining a healthy weight. So why don't we give those little tidbits out?
Sure. That's a real challenge. There's no magic pill that will, you know, cure arthritis or help you from keeping to get arthritis at this point in time. Although we're well on our way in our research, and many exciting things are happening really quickly. But one of the keys is diet and exercise. Those are probably the most important things. Eating a healthy diet, typically a diet low in sugar, low in alcohol, low in purines, and then other foods like omega-3s and the various foods that have anti-inflammatory properties. All of these foods can be found on our website, which is arthritis.org. It gives you a wonderful explanation of the various foods that you can and cannot eat. So I do suggest people will check that out if they're interested.
Great tidbits there. And again, we're not doctors, but statistically, in terms of comorbidities, we know that close to half of adults with heart disease have arthritis. About 47% of adults with diabetes have arthritis. And then 30% of adults who are overweight or obese have arthritis. And I won't get into it because I'm not a dentist, but we've had shows in the past where we've explained the oral health arthritis, you know, connection as well. So again, putting out the disclaimer that Ron and I aren't doctors, when would you recommend, what's Arthritis Foundation's position, and when to see a doctor if you're having joint symptoms?
Typically, Tom, if you see a lot of pain, swelling, or stiffness in one or more joints, that would be a good trigger. If the joints are red or warm to touch, tenderness or stiffness, difficulty moving a joint, doing daily exercise, joint symptoms can, you know, joints that cause you concern. The best thing to do is make an appointment and go see your doctor.
And would that, at that point, would you go to a rheumatologist, or do you go to your general physician and then get recommended to a rheumatologist?
It's probably best to start with your, with your PCP, and from there, you know, if need be, they'll move you over to a rheumatologist.
And that's just from a public policy perspective. We need to get more rheumatologists in the healthcare system for sure. So,
and right now in New Hampshire, there are only 3 juvenile rheumatologists or pediatric rheumatologists in the entire state. So most folks in this area head to Boston for treatment.
And so that's one of the public policy issues in terms of the healthcare system, you know, that we'll be working on. So in the past, particularly around New Year's, I always bring on Tom Walton, who you know, as he's the corporate fitness coach at Northeast Delta Dental, and also has historically, you know, coached NHTI cross country. He's coached at Concord High School. He's coached at Pittsfield, and himself is a, you know, great world class athlete at his age. So his program in January is always about staying active, but it looks like basically that's one of your tidbits as well.
Absolutely. And not to digress, but Tom Walton was my high school coach way back when.
Oh, my God. We're dating ourselves or we're dating him?
I don't know which way to go, but I think we're both...
That's funny, because Tom always says, anybody in Concord, if you're walking with him on Main Street, that's between like now like age 29 to my age 63, like... he knows them because he's, you know, coached or, you know, or taught him. So again, we're not doctors, but some of the advice you would give in terms of if you feel like you're starting to get some of these symptoms, what are some of your recommendations in terms of how to stay active?
Well, you definitely want to strengthen the muscles that support your painful joints. That'll help take pressure off the actual joint. It'll also help preserve and increase range of motion in that joint. The last thing you want to do is have it get locked up. Staying healthy and exercising will definitely improve your sleep quality. It will boost your mood and give you a better sense of well-being. And also, it'll help you lose a few extra pounds, which... You know, after Thanksgiving, I can certainly go for that right now.
Yeah, most people struggle with that, including me, one way or the other. So it's that's great advice. And of course, you know, eating a healthy, balanced diet. So now I'm listening to this, and I'm thinking, you know, I maybe have some of the symptoms. I'm gonna do better with my eating, with my fitness, et cetera, my sleeping. Where would I find help tools, to help me with some of this?
The best place to start is on arthritis.org. We have the Live Yes Network, and I think of the Live Yes Network as a way to connect you to tools and resources. It'll connect you to Connect Groups, which are our volunteer support groups. We have a host of apps like the Track and React app. It's either for your phone or on the computer, and you can track your diet, you can track your exercise, and then that way you can share that information with your doctor to see if there's certain things that you're doing or not doing that is affecting your flare-ups. We have a wonderful little app called the Exercise Solution. Again, it's online or for your phone. And all you do is you put in where you are at health-wise, tell them where it hurts, and it will suggest exercises that you can and cannot do and how to modify your exercise program. And for people who want to chat with other people online, we have a online community forum that one section is Ask a Doc, and we have specialists that are on there, usually get back to you within 24 to 48 hours, and you can ask a specific question.
And that's where I found that families find that really helpful, because particularly if you have a child that's diagnosed and you're at a loss, you didn't even realize, you know, that children could get arthritis and, like, you don't know where to turn. So that online community forum and the Connect groups are really good. So again, if you want to help, I mean, all the money raised goes to our R&D. Obviously, we're looking, for some scientific breakthroughs. We want to cultivate a whole new generation of rheumatologists, as I mentioned. And so there's a lot of great stuff going on, locally and nationally. And the way you can support that, if you're listening to this on Saturday, December 7th, and want to take a ride out, maybe do some shopping, Christmas shopping at L.L. Bean, drive to Freeport Sunday morning, December 8th, and make sure you get there by 9 o'clock, and you can do the Jingle Bell Run in Freeport. The gun starts at 9:30. The race starts at 9:30. And then if you want to meet Georgia and Kim, our youth and adult honorees, just come to Runlet on Sunday, December 15th. You can register now, jbr.org, or just come down on the morning again. Race time is 9:30. And so what a way to, feel good about doing good. And of course, the other thing, Ron, which is really cool, you can dress up as Santa and have the jingle bells on the foot. So there's a lot of fun aspects while, you're raising money for a great cause. And remember, close to 300,000 people in New Hampshire adults have arthritis, and close to 2,000 children under 18. So, Ron, thanks for all you're doing and your leadership, and thank National for us as well.
Thank you, Tom.
And I'll see all my running friends if you make it to Freeport on Sunday, December 8th, and the rest of you, hopefully you make it to Concord on Sunday, December 15th, whether it snows or not.